This is the story of the one. As head of maintenance at a concert hall, he knows the show must always go on. That's why he works behind the scenes, ensuring every light is working, the HVAC is humming, and his facility shines. With Grainger's supplies and solutions for every challenge he faces, plus 24/7 customer support, his venue never misses a beat. Call quickgrainger.com or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
What's the easiest choice you can make? Window instead of middle seat? Picking a vendor who sends a great gift basket? Outsourcing business tasks you hate? What about selling with Shopify? Whether you're selling a little or a lot, Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did-we-just-hit-a-million-orders stage, Shopify's there to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell. Wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify's got you covered. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/try. Go to shopify.com/try now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/try.
Well, a lot of fans stayed up late last night watching Nebraska baseball go down 15-2, 10-run rule at the hands of Ohio State in the first game of the their first game of the Big Ten baseball tourney in Omaha. We're joined now by Husker Lions Sean Callahan. Sean, good morning. A lot of questions regarding was it the right move to not pitch Brett Sears last night? Will Bolt stood by that after the game, saying he was on 4 days rest after throwing 95 pitches. Are you fine with the decision to not throw Brett Sears last night for Husker baseball, Sean?
Well, he's a Friday guy, and the last time I checked yesterday was Tuesday.
Mm-hmm.
So he threw a lot of pitches on Thursday last week. So it would have been, you know, kind of burning your, or, you know, throwing your ace on extremely short rest when you already know you're heading into a regional. But I don't think anybody could have predicted
right.
The wheels were going to come off the way it did. I mean, that was, the biggest blowout game we've seen in a Big Ten tournament in years. So, hindsight's 20/20, but I still think that was their plan. And they know the analytics and where their guy is and what would make sense. But it was a risk, and you have to make those kind of decisions, obviously, in postseason baseball, especially when you play a game on a Tuesday. Now, if the game would have been on a Wednesday, and I believe they reformatted the tournament to open on a Tuesday this year, maybe you throw him on a Wednesday. But a Tuesday coming off a heavy Thursday start would have been a really quick turn.
Sean Callahan joins us. Sean, you're right. Now, there's a lot of people up in arms about that pitching situation, but I didn't hear a lot of that talk beforehand, so it's sort of hindsight's 20/20. Now, getting to your area of expertise, this Sean knows this stadium stuff better than anybody, understands it at a level higher than anybody in our market, I guarantee it. Troy Dannon gave an update last week. You were part of the media contingent to talk to him. He's now focused, Sean, on the West and East stadiums for renovations. As far as that big South stadium situation, we'll call it, he's kicking it down the road. How far can you kick that down the road? How, you know, renovating something that hasn't been renovated for 100 years or ever, hasn't been renovated ever. How far can you kick that down the road, Sean?
Well, the South End Zone wasn't, it's not 100 years old like the East and the West. It was built in the 60s.
Oh, my bad. I thought it was 100 years. Okay, go ahead.
No,
go ahead.
East and West were the original structures, and then they added the South and the North
in the 60s.
During the Devaney era.
Okay.
You're right. It's not been renovated. It's not connected to the stadium by a concourse. The North Stadium is connected, which makes it convenient. If you're in the North, you can get to the East or the West. If you're in the South, you can't get anywhere. There are a lot of logistical issues with that South End Zone, and that's why it was going to be addressed, and the handicap seating and all the other things that Trev Alberts laid out down the road. But we know they're going to play two seasons now before they even get to the East and the West. But what we know is the East and the West shouldn't cause any displacement of fans. And I always thought that was the hardest thing in this whole deal. You're going to have to tell people they weren't 23,000 people that they weren't going to have seats for two seasons. And they're going to address the East and the West and not displace anyone. So I thought that was a positive in this thing. But how do you go about doing it? I think Dannon wants to explore the options. If there's a way they can do it in sections where they can tear down parts of the South, but not all of it, and build it back up piece by piece. But, you know, how much more money would that cost? Isn't even possible. You've got the building, which is the old football coach's office down there below as well. Mm-hmm. I believe it's the computer science building now for the university. There's a lot of other things there that you have to deal with. And they were originally going to have to tear down that computer science building, relocate them, give them a new building. But there's a lot of moving parts there with Ted Carter joked, he's taken apart aircraft carriers before when they talked about doing the South. So he's seen anything, and he goes, who knows what we'll find when we blow up the South. There's a lot there. It's an old structure that's going to take a lot of time. And it's going to cost a lot of money. That's what we know. And it's not going to get cheaper. I mean, as we know, with cost of things, that South project was $450 million in what Trev Alberts originally planned to do.
Joined by Husker Online, Sean Callahan. Sean, the NIL is always kind of it's a tricky thing in terms of the race to get players and what it costs to get players. And yesterday we saw a lawsuit filed by Jaden Rashada against Billy Napier in Florida if they promised him $13 million plus to go to Florida. It didn't happen. I'm curious, in this arms race, this race to get players, do you think we'll see more of these kind of lawsuits coming out in the next year or two?
That is, you're probably going to see something, but that was the real outlier with the amount of money the deal was for. It's just wild to think that kid was going to get more money than a coach. When you think about it.
That's ridiculous. And,
Marcus Castro Walker, a former staff member on the Scott Frost staff, if you remember the guy that would stand behind Frost with sunglasses on even at night, he was a part of that lawsuit at Florida. He was on the staff there, and I don't know what his role was in the whole thing, but there is semi-Nebraska tie on this lawsuit with Marcus Castro Walker, who came here and originally had been, he was at Central Florida at one point before. But that whole thing is wild when you see the amount of money first Miami was going to give him, then how much more Florida up the ante. I mean,
this is the story of the one. As head of maintenance at a concert hall, he knows the show must always go on. That's why he works behind the scenes, ensuring every light is working, the HVAC is humming, and his facility shines. With Grainger's supplies and solutions for every challenge he faces, plus 24/7 customer support, his venue never misses a beat. Call quickgrainger.com or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Billy Napier is on the hot seat. There's no question. Look at the schedule that he faces. But this type of thing, now that it's gone public, really makes it ugly for a guy like Billy Napier heading into this season where he's got to win and he plays one of the toughest schedules of any coach in the country.
Yeah, Billy Napier's 11-14 as Florida's head coach right now, three games under going in. So, yeah, he's in some hot water. Let's switch to Nebraska a little bit here with TJ Lateef getting an invite to the Elite 11 finals. What is the significance in your mind of Nebraska's 2025 quarterback commitment getting an invite to this prestigious Elite 11?
Well, it just shows that they can still get a good quarterback here, even with Dylan Raiola on campus and Daniel Kalen. So they have now three Elite 11 quarterbacks over the last two cycles. And to my knowledge, that's the most they've ever had. In a period like that, I mean, you can't really have much more than that. So they they've done a very good job of identifying and getting quarterbacks. And even the guy that they also wanted, Alex Mansky, who's going to Iowa State, he too is going to the Elite 11. And this is not easy to do. I mean, you've got to be a really good, developed quarterback. And you think about some of the quarterbacks they've taken in the past. They've taken more athletes that needed development that necessarily weren't polished quarterbacks. To make the Elite 11, you've got to be a very polished high school quarterback with your throws and your footwork and, you know, go to those competitions and really show out. But then you get a chance to go to these things and compete with the top quarterbacks in the country. And mm-hmm. a lot of the top former NFL and college quarterbacks who are the Elite 11 are also there. So it's a great experience for the quarterbacks to get to go out to this thing and work out. And a coup for Nebraska now that I've had three Elite 11 quarterbacks here over the last 2 years.
And when is this event? When is it in the calendar?
I believe June 18th through 20th, or right around there, late June. It's in Los Angeles.
Okay, in L.A., late June. It's something that even, you know, a sports writer might go out to cover.
Wink, wink.
Dibble pitching for it right now.
He wants to go to L.A.
Latif is an interesting – Sean, Latif, that pickup, I don't know that we've talked enough about it. It was integral for Nebraska to get Latif in the fold in May. Why is that?
Well, just because quarterbacks in general, you need kind of that quarterback to build your class around. And if you don't have that quarterback by about this time, mid-May, it usually means you're scrambling. Most people get that quarterback locked up any time from March to May 31st. I mean, that's the window for a quarterback. And the deeper you get into May, you know, the scarier it is. It tells you that you've missed on some guys. And we've seen that over the years in Nebraska recruiting where they had to pivot late and go after Patrick Witt, the year they took that kid.
Pat Witt.
He was like the third or fourth pivot at quarterback because they missed on other guys. Mm-hmm. And you can go down the line in history, where they're always going to have their A and B choice. Then you have to start kind of pivoting late to a C or a D. And that tells you a lot in recruiting if you don't have your guy. Nebraska really only heavily targeted two people this cycle. And Alex Mansky was the early one.
Okay.
Then when Raiola committed, he kind of went his other way to Iowa State right away. He didn't want any part of Nebraska once Raiola got here. And then they jumped on Latif December, January, and he plays for one of the top high school programs in the country. And then he obviously has been the only guy they courted from that period on.
This was big for Glenn Thomas.
Yeah, and it tells you how important it is to have a true quarterback guy, a developer. And look, he coached the quarterbacks for the Pittsburgh Steelers last year, so he's got a lot of material. When he talks to a recruit, I mean, he's got a lot he can bring into the room at this point.
Yeah, and I mean, TJ Latif, Sean, has talked about it. It's interesting listening to these kids. Latif talks openly. He wants to play in the NFL, and he wanted to go to a place that would help him do so. And as far as this Elite 11 goes, that's just another step. It's another step towards helping in that process. Sean, I'm telling you, we would have been questioning Glenn Thomas if Nebraska had to go into scramble mode in his first go-round, his first go-round in the recruiting process for Nebraska. We would have been saying, well, okay, wait, what's the deal, right? I mean,
yeah, and you can tell with quarterbacks by their offer list and who they've kind of visited. Their pedigree, and if you're having to scramble late and try to get like a guy that doesn't have a lot of elite Power Five teams recruiting him at that position, it's very telling.
Okay, good job, Sean, always good stuff. Thanks for the time. We will chat with you again next week.
Okay, guys, thank you.
Husker Online, Sean Callahan.
Yeah, TJ, the TJ Latif commitment, Jake, is big. I mean, somehow they managed to get a high profile quarterback in the fold with Dylan Raiola and Danny Kalen as freshmen in the program. So, I mean, I think it's kind of a coup. And I do like, and I know you think I'm crazy, but I do like watching film of these guys. And I like Latif. I like him. Smooth operator. Great release. Throws with velocity. He's not going to, this is not Jamal Lord. He's not going to run up and down the field. But he's a quarterback. He's legit.
By the way, this segment is sponsored by Beck's Hybrids, the largest independent family-owned seed company. They want to wish farmers a safe and successful planting season. For any in-season seed needs, find your nearest Beck's Hybrid seed rep at beckshybrids.com. When we come back, song of the day and the mailbag.
Okay.
Next on Early Break in the Ticket.
For the ones who know safety isn't a catchphrase, it's a culture. And the ones who help make sure everyone makes it home safe. For the safety-minded who watch everyone's backs, Grainger offers supplies and solutions for every industry, as well as safety assessments and training to keep your facilities safe and your people safer. Call, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.